Because we still haven't done enough to save her, Charlie. I thought we had, but we need to do more. And we will do more, darling. We will. We won't ever give up on little Bee. Because she is part of our family now. And until she is happy and safe, then I don't think we will be either. Charlie held on to my leg.
I want to go with her, he said.
Sarah shook her head. I need you to stay and look after me, Batman. Charlie shook his head. He was not happy. I looked away down the beach. The soldiers were half a mile away. They came slowly, looking left and right, checking the faces of the people on the beach. Sometimes they stopped and did not continue on their way until someone showed them papers. I nodded slowly. Thank you, Sarah. I walked down the slope of the beach to the hard sand where the waves were breaking. I looked out at the hazy horizon, and I followed the deep blue and indigo of the ocean from that distant line all the way to the beach where it crashed into waves of white spray and sent its last thin sheets of water foaming and hissing up the sand to sink away to nothing in the place where my feet were standing. I saw how it ended there. The wet sand under my feet made me think of how it was when the men took me and Enkiruka away. And for the first time, I began to be fearful. I was fully awake now. I knelt down in the shore break and I splashed the cold salt water over my head and my face until I could think clearly. Then I walked quickly along the beach to the point that Sarah had shown me. The point was 2 or 3 minutes away. A tall ridge of dark grey rock came out of the jungle there at the height of the treetops, and it ran across the sand and then out into the sea, getting shorter as it went, but still as high as 2 men at the point of the rock, where it stuck out into the surf. The waves crashed against it and sent explosions of white foam into the silver-blue sky. In the shade of the rock, it was suddenly cold, and my skin shivered when it touched the dark stone. There were some local women resting in the shade there, sitting on the hard sand with their backs against the rock, while their children played all around them, jumping over their mother's legs and running into the shore break, laughing and daring one another to go out into the white roaring foam where the great waves crashed against the point of the rock.